Welcome to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So, lend me your ear. And it is 9:57 p.m. on this rockin' and rollin' Tuesday, March 17th, 2020, and I'm coming to you live, like I promised, with Miss Nurse, as we shall call her. You can go ahead and say hello, Miss Nurse.
Hello, everyone.
And I just wanted to get a little perspective from a nurse's point of view with the current situation that we have going on with what is now a global pandemic and has suddenly changed our lives immediately. So, Miss Nurse, how's your day going today?
I'm busy, as it has been for the past few weeks.
Okay, starting in like February, you'd say?
I would say probably last week was the busiest week, and it's just been like nonstop.
Can you tell our listeners where you are right now?
Well, right now I'm in New Orleans.
The city like no other.
And I am a nurse here, and I've been a nurse for more than 30 years here.
Oh, wow.
Never seen anything like this in my career. I think that we're doing a good job getting the word out, spreading what people need to do.
Right.
I feel like people are kind of panicking, but I feel like, just in my own personal opinion, this may have probably, you know, been going around for a while now, because I can remember back in, say, like maybe September or maybe earlier than that. And I kept saying, man, everybody's getting the flu this year. Everybody's getting the flu. And a lot of people that I have worked with had the flu, and they never had to take off work for the flu.
Exactly. You just go to work.
Yeah. They couldn't really shake it. So now that I'm thinking back, I'm like, hey, maybe that could have been, you know.
Well, we have something I do on Amethyst Dynasty when we get some big information or somebody needs to wake up and listen and hear, or just a hello, and I have a thing called gavel. And I need you to repeat that, because I've been telling my listeners this thing has been around longer than what they've let us know in the media around December, when it so happened to show up in China. Will you tell us again, for those just joining us in the middle of this first beginning part, that this thing you think it's been around with the symptoms for longer than what they've declared?
Definitely, because as I said, back in, I think I want to say maybe September, could have been even earlier, and a lot of the people that I worked with, and they were, you know, getting the flu, and they really couldn't
shake the symptoms.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They couldn't get it, and they couldn't understand it, and I was like, wow, it sure is a lot of people getting the flu this year.
Would you say that there were a lot of deaths, more than usual?
Well, I'm not really sure about that, because I don't know, you know, I don't know the number of deaths from flu or whatever per year. I didn't keep up with that. So.
Well, what about in New Orleans? Would you say that it was the worst flu season that you've seen so far?
Yes, I would. I would say that.
Now, I do have some questions here, and again, if you aren't able to answer, or you don't feel comfortable doing so, you can just say, you know, pass. No one here is going to judge you for that. We are very thankful to have another perspective. I will say that I've asked a few other nurses around my area if they would do something like this with me, just so that people can have a little more understanding of what we're dealing with, outside of just looking at the news or hearing hearsay or rumors or whatnot on social media. And I will say that you are the most forthcoming. Everyone else turned it down. And I understand why. I understand, you know, it can get a little spiffy with what's going on. But first question, Miss Nurse, do you think we're prepared for this pandemic? And what is a pandemic? Two-part question.
Okay. So first of all, I'll start with the second part. So a pandemic is a disease that has spread internationally. Whereas epidemic, it may, you know, be in certain areas. But with a pandemic, it's spread globally. Okay. And I forgot the first part.
Are we prepared?
I would say that we are prepared at the best that we can be. I feel like this is a very fluid situation and things are changing hour by hour. And I feel like everybody's trying to keep up. And I'm sure that, you know, there are people that are working on a cure, but as for right now, that hasn't happened. So I feel like we're
At the best you can be without it being escalating.
Right.
So let's just say it escalates. Would you predict that the healthcare system will be overwhelmed? And what about in New Orleans specifically, since that's where you are? And we are, even though we're a big city with a big heart and soul, I think that we are smaller in our stature as far as the network we have, the hospital capacity we may be able to contribute to. Would you think, do you think if it escalates any more than where we are, that you all will be overwhelmed, or the healthcare system in general?
I think that if it continues at the rate that it is, we may be overwhelmed, but I feel like it's just a panic stage, and I think that hopefully people will calm down, you know, a little bit, and maybe they won't run to the hospital at the first little sign of a cough, or, you know, and maybe the self-quarantine, because there's no cure. So really, when you do come into the hospital, we are only treating your symptoms. And right. This is something that if they are not severe symptoms, that you can do at home. Right. You know, and you know, if you need to take your Tylenol, drink your fluids, get your rest. And those are things that you can really, you know, do at home. Now, of course, if you are having difficulty breathing, then that way, and a high fever, then of course that's going to be, you know, something that you
more
wouldn't
severe.
Have to, you know, seek medical attention for. But I'm saying for me, if it were me, if I, you know, did come down with it, I would personally like to stay at my own home instead of going to a facility where there are numerous other people.
Right, and you can get re-inoculated with the virus again and again. Speaking of which, have you heard that you can become, you can be symptomatic, like, you can heal from it and you can catch it again. It can show up again in your system since there is no cure.
So I've heard talk about it, but I have not researched it, and I have not looked at any scientific evidence that that is truly the case. Okay. But I have heard people talking, you know.
About how many cases are we at in New Orleans about right now? And do you think it will surge?
I'm pretty sure we're over 100 just by watching the news, and I think it will surge, and after that surge, I think it will start to kind of drop off.
Okay. Do you think you all have enough hospital beds and medical supplies?
The biggest challenge, I would say, is medical supplies. That would be the biggest challenge. As far as beds, I think that, you know, I think we'll be okay with that, with hospital beds area-wide. Okay. I think we will be okay. Again, that is my opinion.
And that's contingent upon if it escalates as well, correct?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So, and I think as the newness of it kind of dies down, people may feel like they can just... treat themselves and possibly stay home and just self-quarantine themselves.
Okay, so as far as for you all as our healthcare providers, what type of protective personal equipment are you all being told to wear, and do you think that's enough? Do you feel safe?
I feel like it's enough. I feel like, in my personal opinion, again, as healthcare providers, we are exposed to a lot of, say, viruses or bacteria or whatever. And I feel like we kind of build up an immune system to it, because little doses of it over the years. And I think that the healthcare providers are pretty resilient. And in my opinion, I feel like that's one of the reasons why.
So what do you think about so many healthcare workers being affected actually right now in critical condition across the nation, even globally, because they're treating so many patients and they're becoming infected? Does that worry you? Are you all taking extra precautions? And how is that really possible if you're wearing masks and eye coverings and gloves, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and so you don't necessarily have to get infected at work, because, you know, healthcare providers are not at work 24/7. They live like everybody else. They go to the grocery store and, you know, gas station and all of that. And you can come into contact with people every day.
That's
and not
true.
Know. And the person may not even know at the time.
So what's the biggest obstacle, since there are so many people who may be asymptomatic and not showing symptoms, but they're basically super spreaders? What's the rate of that? Because we've heard one person that's asymptomatic can infect 9 people in one sitting, or even more than that. And that's what's causing these surges that we're seeing in cases. Would you say that's a factual observation, or is that an unknown aspect of this virus right now? What is the exponential rate of a person's spreading it around?
Well, I can't really comment on that, because I'm really not, versed in that. I don't want to say something that I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's move on to the next question. What's happening to people who are dying? Are we cremating them like China? Are we supposed to just do a regular burial? Are they still virulent when they pass away? Has that been discussed?
Well, I have not heard of anything discussed. I did... hear that one person that passed away, the wife was trying to make arrangements, but she was self-quarantined herself, so I'm not really sure if, you know, people are being cremated or they're having services, or I think we've only had 3 deaths in the city so far, so I'm really not...
You're not sure what the...
Right.
Do you know if bodies, after they are post-mortem, are they still contagious? Do we know that yet?
I don't know.
That's probably something everyone's trying to figure out, right?
Probably.
Ooh, that's such a scary situation. I do want to kind of delve into something I've been hearing that I want to clear up. It's 3 things. One, that it's just the elderly that can be greatly affected. 2, that black people can't catch this disease. I'm really tired of hearing that. And three, that no one that's really young, like in their 20s, etc., will be affected as hard. Because I've seen some things, especially in Iran and Italy, that there are a lot of young people who are affected. And I think that in our country, we have this tendency to pacify things to make it seem more hopeful, or like we're not, it's above us having to deal with it. And I think that's a lot of what's happening with the shock value and the panicking in the stores, etc. Because what we thought wasn't going to happen is happening, and it's happening exponentially and expeditiously. So can you kind of clear that up, this misconception that only our elderly people are getting it? Black folks can't get it because of the melanin in our skin, and young people are kind of obsolete.
I would not say that young people are immune to it. I would say that anybody can get it, even though in the cases that we have been ruling out, it has been, I would say, more middle-aged people. I would say maybe in the range of maybe 40s to 60s.
Okay.
Not so many people that's over the age of 65. I mean, there are people that are coming in, but the majority of the cases that I've seen have been in the 40s to 60s range.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And what do you say to there being so many of so many melanated folks saying that this is above them? I've been seeing that a lot. I've heard it. I even kind of spoke about that. I just said that even if that was so, we should not tempt God. But that is not proven. And I think that it is highly irresponsible. And it may be a reason why we're seeing some of our people still traveling and not taking it as seriously as should be taken.
Absolutely, I agree with you. Definitely, that's a misnomer there. I actually work in a mid-city area.
Okay, I was about to gavel you and say, don't tell us where you work exactly now.
No. Where the majority of the patient population is African American. Yeah.
That's heavy news. To that, would you say that you're concerned or worried? And is the risk to the public still low, like we were told at the beginning of this situation?
I feel like if people would take the necessary precautions, you know, your social distancing, covering your cough, not gathering, washing your hands. I think if people would take the necessary precautions, that, you know, we will be fine. And I'm a firm believer. I'm not worried at all. I believe in God, and I believe that, you know, He is going to take care of me.
Amen. Last question, because I know you've been working hard, and I want you to get your rest so that you stay well and vigilant. How major is it that in our generation, in our world right now, we are being declared in a global pandemic? How major is that?
Well, I would say it's very major. And anytime, I've never seen a whole state shut down, you
right.
know? That right there speaks volumes, and the gent can, you know, testify as to how serious this is. So people really need to take heed and
Do you think we should be prepared for being quarantined or in home hunkering down longer than 2 weeks? I know I said that was the last question, but this came to me. I forgot to write it down.
I'm not sure, because I was really surprised it got to this point. So I think it's a good idea. But that, I'm not sure about. I don't, you know, things are happening out of the ordinary. So
every day, so it's fluid. Yeah. The 2 weeks is fluid. Be prepared to keep your kids longer than 2 weeks. Oh, wow. So I'm not going to keep you any longer.
Okay.
I think that you really blessed us with some great information. It gave a totally different perspective, a factual perspective. And I do hope that this does smooth out, that this is just a moment in time that we can look back and say, hey, you almost got us 2020, but we're back. But in the event that it is not, and we are here longer than 2 weeks, maybe even more than a month, I want everyone to stay vigilant and remember to prepare, not panic. And Miss Nurse, I really thank you for taking your time to interview with me. And perhaps we can do this again later, you know, if you're up to it. I will let you go ahead and go, but to my Amethyst Dynakins, thank you for listening. Again, this is Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So lend me your ear. And again, stay vigilant, look up, and we'll be back later. Thank you.